And now the indie film I'm Still Here, it's open in New York, but there's buzz around the nation about it. It's supposed to be a documentary about actor Joaquin Phoenix's own personal implosion. I mean, you know he's kind of erratic and unpredictable, but he's an actor. And it turns out that this appearance with David Letterman.
Now, this Two Lovers, it's loosely based on a novel by Dostoevsky. Is that correct?
I don't know. I mean,
I think it might say that in the opening credits.
Does it say that? Yeah. I haven't seen the movie.
Haven't seen the film yet, yeah. What a surprise.
That sort of drawling, drooling performance was a performance, not a scandalous lapse. Newsday critic and Takeaway film reviewer Rafer Guzman saw the documentary I'm Still Here about Phoenix and is here to explain what seems to be a bit of chain yanking on the part of the director and the star of this movie. They were performing all along?
Yeah, it turns out they really were, although I think they wanted us to be. I think they wanted us to think that this whole thing was actually happening, that Joaquin Phoenix was indeed experiencing some sort of meltdown, but it turns out that it was all essentially scripted.
And the idea of I'm Still Here is here's a comeback, a redemption story for Joaquin Phoenix, or is it really about media manipulation?
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be about his meltdown. Now I think I'm not sure what we're supposed to think. I mean, I think what happened was these guys wanted to perpetrate a fiction, and they wanted us to all believe that this was really happening. It didn't work. The film got widely panned by most people, and now I think they're having to come clean and tell everyone that you know, in fact, this was all a hoax.
So is this an Andy Warhol kind of an art piece, or is this just legitimately a bit of Hollywood corruption?
I think that was part of the problem when the film came out. There had already been some buzz that this thing might not be real. I think by the time the movie came out, that seed had been planted, and people were a little suspicious. And part of the problem with most reviews I read, I mean, including myself, you weren't really sure what was being done here. Was this sort of a Borat satire? Was this a mockumentary like Spinal Tap? Was this kind of a performance art piece? And it seemed to be kind of none of the above. I also have to say, I think audiences don't really take kindly to being fooled. I think if they're in on the joke, that's one thing. But I think if they're the butt of the joke, I don't think they react well.
So what other public lapses could we do documentaries on, Rafer? I mean, could there
what,
be
other,
a,
what other public lapses?
Crispin Glover. Lindsay Lohan could be like an HBO series.
It'd be great for politicians. They could say it was just fake.
What if
Mel Gibson would be a good one.
Mel Gibson, that's fabulous. What if he's faking? What if Lindsay Lohan is faking? Wow.
If Mel Gibson's faking, that would be performance art.
So does this mean Walk the Line is a fake movie and Johnny Cash actually didn't exist?
No. And I think, as I think we all actually knew from the beginning, Joaquin Phoenix is going to be back in the movies. He's considering more movie roles. He's going to be back on Letterman. And, you know, maybe everything will return to normal. Who knows?
And River Phoenix will come back alive. Who knows? Rafer Guzman. Ooh. Rafer, you hated the movie, though, right?
I didn't hate the movie. I was just a little nonplussed. I wasn't sure what was happening.
Rafer Guzman, Newsday film critic and Takeaway film contributor.